Hi there, Nicholas. Nicholas, my name is Paul. I'm the area manager. Tara wanted me to get on the line so that I could, of course, get you the details of the service, how everything would work, everything that would be included, of course, answer all of your questions. Happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Feeling pretty good.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. And Tara did attach your website, tracycollective.com. So, you know, obviously a website is a conversion tool. It gives the people who see it the reasons to pick up the phone to call you. Our job would be to simply promote this website, make it easier for people to find, even if they do not already know the name of your company. In fact, with this, as long as they're in your service area looking for keywords and services related to what you provide, then your business will always pop up. Your website will be there as one of the top options for people to find. Now, this is for commercial and residential customers too?
Yes.
Okay. Any particular preference of one over the other?
No.
Gotcha. Now, as far as that 30-mile service area goes, in and around Boston, you know, we don't draw a big circle around you. We can target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. And you will be found not only on the first page of Google, you'll also be found on the first page of Bing for the almost 10% that will search on Bing instead of Google. You'll have things like a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, even Facebook paid ads. It's all designed to get your business and website out there throughout your service area and get it out there quickly for people to find you and call you. Now, it's a flat rate. You're not paying per lead. In fact, it's not a lead-based service. So, Nicholas, you're not going to get like a phone number that you have to chase down. You're not going to be in a bidding war with your competitors who got that same phone number. You'll simply get more eyes on your website and more phone calls directly to you as a result. Now, it is a month-to-month service, no long-term contract, and it's a flat rate. No matter how many calls you get, no matter how many jobs you do, it's going to be exactly $299.00. So it bills once a month for that exact amount, whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, residential or commercial. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, being that this is designed to get more eyes on your website and more calls to you, I'm sure that's something you do want for your business, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Tara attached an Angie profile. That's a very different service. It's a lead-based service. Now, you know, they don't conflict. You can do both. Have you had that service long enough to not only get leads, try to follow up with them? Do you know if that service is working for you?
I just recently started it, just last week.
Gotcha. Okay.
I do get, leads from there, but not as much as I thought.
I've heard that a lot lately. It seems that people are not getting the leads they were promised, or at least not the leads they were expecting or hoping for. So like I said, this is just a different way to get more jobs. You know, obviously that's a lead-based service. This is just going to get more phone calls. The two of them do work quite well together. Now, with our service, you are going to get, of course, direct phone calls. You'll also get, on your end to manage things, a client dashboard. We call it the client dashboard because it's a lot more than just the tracking and the reporting. Although, of course, you'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of keywords and search phrases. Of course, you can print out invoices for tax purposes. You can even manage and monitor your online reviews. You'll have reviews across multiple platforms. We'll create all the directories that Google wants to see. Wherever your reviews originate, they will repopulate right on your tracking system. So you can request reviews, respond to reviews. If you wanted us to, we can respond to your reviews for you, kind of take that off your plate. Are you the one managing those reviews right now? Like responding to those reviews? Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
So we can take that off your plate. You know, we can do that in a professional manner. You know, obviously, you know, responding to the exact review, mentioning the person's name and things like that, just the way you would want to. And that's something we can do for you at no additional cost. In fact, like I said, there's no additional cost for anything. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Now, being that we are actively filling this position, is that something you would want us to get started today and get you through to your client interview technician, get the process started, get all the information that we need to create the additional content in addition to that website that you already have?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we are going to kind of verify information off of your website. We'll want to know things like mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, you know, what's unique about the business. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. And this is basically for waste removal, junk removal. I know that you know, even on your Angie profile, hazardous waste removal as well. Are there any other like specific services or keywords you want to make sure that we're promoting your business for? Anything in particular?
No, just waste, septic, and grease trap removal.
Septic and grease. Okay, I'm going to put that on here as well. And then I noticed on the Angie there is a physical address, but I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, the business is actually service-based. I mean, obviously you have to go to the customer, but no one ever does come to you first, right? There's not like a brick-and-mortar showroom or location that you want the public to. Yeah, so I mean, you know, Google expects it to be that way. I mean, Google knows that service-based businesses are kind of, you know, run from the home, run out of the truck. They don't expect you to maintain a storefront. And certainly Google doesn't want anyone to drive out and knock on your residence any more than you would, especially since you're probably out in the field most days. So you're just going to be listed Boston, not even the 02125 zip code.
Okay.
And then as I mentioned, that 30-mile service area, we don't draw a big circle around you, so we can target specific cities, specific neighborhoods even. If you need us to go a little bit farther in a certain direction to reach a specific city or town, we can definitely do that. If there are places even close to home that you really don't want to go, you can tell us that too, and we wouldn't run your ads there. So it's very targeted. Now, Tara never did get your last name.
That'll be Tracy.
Just like the business name. I never do want to assume. And then on the website, it's got info@tracycollective.com. Is that a good email address for us to use to send you information that we want you to have for your records?
Yes, actually, you could send them over to nicholas@tracycollective.com.
And is that N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S?
N-I-C-H-O-L-O-S.
O-L-O-S. Okay, let me fix that. Tara had it with an A. Thank you for helping with that. So I'll change that to your specific email. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I'm going to do a couple of things. One, like I said, I'm going to look at that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You don't even have to be in front of a computer. You could be working or driving as long as you can entertain that phone call. It's really just kind of off the top of your head questions regarding the business. Oh, Nicholas, I wanted to do one other thing here, and that's to set up a little bit of extra protection here on your account. It's another layer of security. In fact, it is a security question. If anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with Tracy Collective, LLC, even if it's you, we might still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the question, but it's really more for your protection. If you get any phone calls from someone who claims to be Google, or even if they say they're local Splash, they would know that information and they would be able to provide that answer and even the question unprompted basically immediately. And if they could not, then you should not speak with them. It wouldn't be us. And by the way, Nicholas, if anyone were to call you and tell you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, for sure you wouldn't want to entertain that phone call because it would not be us. It is, like I said, the exact amount, that $299. Now, your options here for that security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City that I was born in.
City you're born in, and then what is the answer?
And that would be Kingston.
Kingston. K-I-N-G-S-T-O-N?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. I do have to type it in twice. Put your all set there. And then it is the exact amount of $299. How did you want to secure that listing? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
My Discover.
That's perfect. Is it your name on the card, first and last, any middle initial or the business name?
That will be my name.
And no middle initial, just Nicholas Tracy?
Yeah, just Nicholas Tracy.
And then a Discover card should start with a 6. They all do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
That'll be 601195003390708070.
7080. And then the expiration month and year?
That'll be 0329.
0320 29, and the last three digits on the back of the card.
That'll be 010.
010. So 010, you said March or 03 of 2029 for the expiration date. The card itself was at 60-11-95-00-33-90-70-80.
Yes.
Does that bill at the address on the Angie, the 15 South Point Drive, apartment 303?
Yes.
And that is 02125 for the zip code?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in about a minute or so, you're going to receive a confirmation email or welcome email. It does have our client support phone number, hours of operation on there, etc. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now. Did you want to write it down or type it into your phone or just wait for the email?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, you are ready? Okay, perfect. So, Nicholas, that toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It's simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. Mr. Tracy, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can, of course, email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you that same business day, unless they get the email either very late in the day or, of course, after hours, in which case they'll follow up with you the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You will, of course, receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute, well, actually a minute or so after I read what's called a voice verification. But you'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything we're just about to go over in a voice verification provided for you in writing. Now, Mr. Tracy, because we are a Google Premier partner, I am required to read that voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a flat rate, that we're waiving your setup fee, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up now, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Nicholas, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. Mr. Tracy, it says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Tracy Collectives, LLC.
And that is exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
That would be Nicholas Tracy, and I'm a manager in the company.
Okay, perfect. And then, of course, that means that you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then, Nicholas, for the billing information that you did just provide, that Discover card in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, correct?
Yes.
Of course. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible. It's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, and that is because it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Nicholas, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you'll do quite well with the service. I do have Nicholas is N-I-C-H-O-L-O-S. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, Nicholas, now one thing that we do want to let you know, we ask that, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, you do agree to continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts. Obviously, we are already aware of Angie, and there's no direct conflict there. It's not an exclusivity clause. I mean, we just want to make sure that any information out there for your business is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire somebody else. We're just saying if you do, please let us know. That's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And we do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, website. Of course, since there's no street address or showroom, there won't be one. But we do that. Go ahead.
Yeah, you could go ahead. We do have on the website. We do have a address that could be placed on Google for the business purpose.
For the business purpose.
If you go on the web. Yeah, if you go on to the website, the address should be at the bottom of the website.
That would be the 28 Church Street, Suite 14, number 6027, and that's in Winchester.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you receive mail at that address?
No, it would be at the 15 South Point Drive, Boston, Massachusetts.
Okay, perfect. And customers don't go to that Church Street address, though, right?
No.
Is it more centrally located to your service area or the South Point address?
More so the South Point address.
Okay, so we'll keep it there. That's going to be like your central hub, and then, of course, your relevance will radiate out from there. And like I said, we can target specific cities if you need us to. Let me get back to that voice verification. Now, as part of the verification process, it's essential that we receive certain documents in a timely fashion. It may mean like a business license, any proof of insurance. We are going to want, because Google requires us to submit photos of tools, equipment, your service vehicle. Obviously, there's not like a physical workplace. Usually Google is perfectly fine with where you park the vehicle when you're not using it for work, for that type of thing. We do just kind of ask that you submit those documents within the first 7 days, as failure to do so may result in delays to your account. So do you agree to submit those documents within the first 7 days?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, of course, with everything included, the setup fee I'm actually waiving. So it says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'll actually go ahead and waive altogether, will be charged today, the 30th of March, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. That $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is also all-inclusive. So there's no hidden taxes or fees. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google and Bing and, of course, all of the relevant directories. It does have a Facebook ad campaign included, Siri on a smartphone, etc. Now, when the agreement is completed, the account would automatically bill on the 30th of the month, and that same exact reduced amount of $299. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. Now, as with any form of advertising, we do want you to give it the time to really see the full return on your investment. The first month is going to be good. The second month is going to be even better. Of course, you may discontinue your agreement at any time simply by contacting our client support team. You can also pause the service. If you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, if you want to pause the service seasonally, you can certainly do so. All that we do request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee applies. Now, as far as the time frame goes, it's usually the first day, second day, or third day that we do the client interview. So I'm looking now to see if there's something available today, get the ball rolling right away. Of course, your client dashboard, your reporting, will be available within the first 5 to 7 business days, because that's when everything will be submitted and there's something for us to track. You don't have us build a website for you since you have a website. The Facebook ads are usually just waiting for us to build a website, which could take up to 14 days. Since you already have a website, it's probably going to be more like 7 to 10 business days before your Facebook ads are up and running. 45 to 60 days, everything's firing on all cylinders. You're listed throughout your service area for all your services. Whether it's 60 days, 6 months, 6 years, no matter how long you keep the service, it's still that flat rate. We'll continue to provide support, updates, optimization. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as I mentioned about a minute or so, you're going to receive that confirmation email, that welcome email. Now, the welcome email is important not just because it has our client support information. Most of our emails do. The welcome email will also have your login credentials for your tracking system. Now, I did get a message back from our finance department. They're not telling me exactly why, but we weren't able to process that payment. Is there maybe like you have to authorize the payment, or is it a new card that hasn't been activated?
Hold on, let me... I'll leave a different card.
Oh, a different one. Okay, is it still the same name on the card or any middle initial on that one?
Yeah, it's the same name.
Same name. Is this one a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
This one is a Visa.
Visa, let me change that. That should start with a 4. If you want to go ahead and read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
That will be 4621929. Mm-hmm. 90-09-34-7452.
The expiration month and year?
That'll be 05-30.
05-30. And then the last 3 digits on the back of that card?
854.
Did you say 654?
854.
Oh, 854. Yeah, I got a little staticky just at that moment. So I have 854. And then you said May or 05 of 2030, the card itself 4621-9290-0934-7452.
Yeah.
And then the same billing address as well, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, let me update that. And then I'm also going to pull up that client interview calendar. Now, the client interview is scheduled by the hour, but the call typically takes maybe 30, maybe 40 minutes. Now, the reason for that extra window is maybe you have questions. We want to make sure that we get all of those questions answered for you. It might also be that the person before you had more questions and that we're not able to call you right away. So there is that window. Let's say, for example, we schedule it at 10 o'clock. They might call you at 10. They might call you at 10:15. They might even call you at 10:30, but there should still be enough time for that. Now, the finance department is saying that the $299 is not available right now on that particular Visa card.
Okay.
Okay, so would I be able to schedule for a call that's like down in the week?
For the follow-up call?
No, for to make the payment.
I mean, we definitely could. If there's not a different card, or if you're not sure why that Discover card didn't go through, did you need a
Yeah.
couple of hours, or I mean, I know it's a
I would probably be better if you could give me back a call back like in a day or two.
So I can give you a call back in a day or two. That will change your billing schedule. It will start on the day that we actually get things started, and then the following month would be the recurring billing. So let's say we started on the first, then it would be billing on the first of the month moving forward. Okay. So today's the 30th. I'll call you on the first, and we'll see if we can get things squared away here for you. Okay.
Okay, sounds
All
good.
right. I'll pull up the client interview at that the client interview calendar at that time. And right now it looks pretty wide open. Might get filled a little bit between now and then, but I'm sure we'll find a time that works out for you. Okay?
Okay, thank
All
you.
right. I'm excited for you. I know you guys are really going to absolutely love this once we get that going for you. I'll reach back out to you. Is this a good time on Wednesday, or should I call you a little bit earlier?
Yeah, it's a good time. You could call a little bit earlier too.
Okay, I'll call you maybe mid-morning, maybe 10 o'clock or something like that. And I realistically need a couple of minutes of your time really just to schedule that follow-up call with your client interview technician. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Nicholas. Mr. Tracy, I really appreciate you. I'll be talking to you on Wednesday.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you too. Take care.